You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hey, what's up, you all? This is Hadu from The Freedman Show. And I want to come with y'all and talk to y'all today during this segment about Jay-Z. And he made this comment pretty much alluding to the fact, or his fact, which is really not a fact, that single parent homes equate to police brutality. Basically giving them a line of defense for there being police brutality. So I'm going to go ahead and let y'all listen to this statement that he made.
You think about the idea of growing up in a single parent house, which I grew up in, which you grew up in, and having an adverse feeling for authority, right? Your father's gone. So you're like, I hate my dad. Well, nobody tell me what to do. I'm the man of the house. And then you hit the street and you run into a police officer. And his first thing is, put your hands up, freeze, shut up. And you're like, excuse my language, everybody. You're like, fuck you. Right, so that interaction causes people to lose lives.
Really, Jay-Z? Really? Really? So you telling me that from what happens at home, you gonna leave your house with all that animosity and all that anger build up, and you gonna take it out on the police? Really? That's how it happens. That's how those interactions start. You all know that's some BS. That is trash. I don't really even need to explain that to you all. I really don't even need to. You already know. You know, but what I am going to explain to y'all, which is something I believe Jay-Z should have looked up, is that from this Michigan news from the University of Michigan, they just did a report, and this is on August 5th. You know, so this is not even a month old, that the police are the sixth leading cause of death for young Black men in America. And Jay-Z is equating a single parent home to reasons why the police brutality is happening, and that's not true. You know, I'm gonna read a little bit from this post. It says, "For young Black men of color in the United States, I don't know why they say that of color. Just say Black people, Black ADOS. We know who we are." In the United States, police use of force is among the leading cause of death, according to a study from the University of Michigan, Rutgers University, and Washington University. Police use of force, which uses asphyxiation, beating, and chemical agent, and medical emergency, a taser or a gunshot, trails accidental death, suicide, other homicides, heart disease, and cancer as the leading cause of death for young Black men who have the highest risk of being killed by the police. I mean, the police are now the sixth leading cause of death for young Black men. I mean, this is a state of emergency right now. This is a state of emergency, and Jay-Z is equating this to a single family home. I mean, like, really? Are we serious? Is this what we're doing? I mean, it's definitely deeper than that. And I come from a single family home myself. You know, my mother, you know, may she rest in peace. I was raised by a single mother. And not once did I have an interaction with the police coming off the strength of having that type of lifestyle. You know, that on what he's saying doesn't make sense. You know, and if this is the type of stuff that's going to be presented with the Jay-Z's deal with the NFL to ADOS and to ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery, is this what we're going to get from this? I mean, is this not for us? This isn't going to fix what's going on if this is the rhetoric that he's spewing. It's not gonna happen, man. Seriously. I mean, there was just a case, you know, for the DeKalb police in Illinois, you know, and they choked out this guy, this black man for weed possession. They choked him out. You know, let me let y'all hear a little bit from this. Like, so they choking this man out. Now, let me read some of this. So it says, the DeKalb Police Department in Illinois has opened an investigation to determine if excessive force was used by the police officers during their attempt to arrest a McDowell for marijuana possession on August 24th. On Monday, McDowell's girlfriend, Melissa, posted a video of the encounter on Facebook, in which McDowell is aggressively placed in a chokehold and tased by police officers as he pleads for his girlfriend to record what's transpiring. I mean, didn't Eric Garner just lose his life, you know, in 2014 from an illegal chokehold? But then you still got the police doing a chokehold, trying to arrest somebody for weed possession. Weed is becoming legalized all across the United States, but we getting choked out for it by the police. And you got Jay-Z saying that's coming from a single family home, and he gaslighting that. That's not what we need right now, Jay-Z. That's not what we need for anybody. You know, why are people being distracted by music artists or, you know, or business people or what have you, like Jay-Z, and he's spewing these things, and you think that you can identify him because he's black? You know, that leaves a bad impression on a young, impressionable person. You know, they listen to Jay-Z, listen to his music and stuff, and we all guilty of it. But it's really time for our people to wake up in abundance, because this is not making any sense. Why he's talking like this when so much terror is going on? We're not past kneeling. We're not past kneeling. You know, that's a sign to show what's really going on out here. And on top of that, partnering with the NFL is not going to fix this. This has been going on for so long. The NFL had plenty of partnerships with black people. You know, this isn't going to fix police brutality. A partnership with the NFL music concerts, That's not gonna fix this. You know, and let me continue to read this. This article says about 100,000 black men and boys will be killed by the police during their lives, while 39 white men and boys per 100,000 will be killed by the police. This means black men are about 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police than white men. Man, I mean, as if it wasn't bad enough that there's more black men in prison than all the women in jail globally. Like, if that wasn't enough, and ADOS, I'm sending this out to y'all so y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm doing this, you know, specifically for you all. You know, so my thing is, I'm about to switch gears. We know about the police brutality. We know about the decadent veil, you know. And that's the thing. While our people out here watching basketball, football, listening to all of these rappers and stuff, you got stuff like this going on. And we're all distracted. Everybody distracted. Everybody distracted. They talking about a chicken sandwich. A chicken sandwich with Popeyes. And we got stuff like this going on. Everybody is distracted, you know? And I really hate that's the facts. And something else that I be thinking about. I'm a veteran, you know. I served 4 years in the Navy, and I did 4 years active and 4 years inactive. And to think that I serve this country and then to have to deal with stuff like this, my people have to deal with stuff like this, and then they're actively serving in the military right now. You know, is this what they're defending? Is this what they have to defend? You going to go risk your life? And I'm speaking about this because I can, because I'm a veteran. You know, I'll be thinking about this stuff. My people, like, this is a report. This is a report from this Statista. This is their website. They do statistics for military and government. But as of 2017, it's a distribution of active duty enlisted women and male and women and men in the United States military in 2014 by race and ethnicity. And in 2017, you have white people for their active duty. They're 53% of the military. It's for active. I mean, for active duty. As far as men, then for women, you have them at 69% of white women. Then what's next? Then you got ADOS. You got ADOS of black men, and they make up 29%. Excuse me. You got ADOS black women, and they make up 29% of active duty. Then for the men, they make up 17%. You know, so. And then it goes on. You got the Indian American, as they put it here, and then Asians and so on and so forth. But I say that to say that ADOS have served in every war. Our people have served in every war. And what do we have to show for it? What do we have to show for? You know, ADOS, y'all know. You know, and then, like I said, I'm just taking this from a veteran's perspective. It's like our own country is working against us, but we going to go serve the country. You know, in one of my other podcasts, I was asking, why do we serve America? Why do Adolf serve America? Why do we serve in the military? And you know, I was getting people, saying the usual stuff, the stuff that I was expecting, you know, for a secure job, for a career, you know, to get out the hood, all of this other stuff. But we all know that this stuff is human socially engineered. This is by design. We know about the color of law. We know that the hoods, and if you don't know, the hoods in America, those are human socially engineered. Those are made that way by the homeowners loan corporation, 1938. Y'all seen the redlining maps? And all of that stuff is still in place. It's still in place today. Gentrification happening all around the country right now. The color of law has never ended. And we sitting at 2.6% of the wealth. And how I'm tying this all together is what is Adolf supposed to do? You know, we already come from a wealthless background due to our history. And then some of the only options that we have to go forth and do with this time is to just go to the military. Go to the military. You know, and I be thinking that this is a human socially engineered system. So while we're serving in the military in abundance, while we're serving in the military, our country's not serving us. While my brothers and sisters out here serving, there's this case going on with Byron Allen and Comcast to take our civil rights away, to be competitive in our country. You know, like that don't sit right with me. It don't. Not at all. And it shouldn't with you either. And that begs the question again, over and over again: what are we serving for? I'm gonna read this snippet from this article. It's from Deadline.com. It says exclusive. It's really not exclusive. Y'all know Tony Vett brought this case to the table. It says, heading towards a $20 billion shutdown with Comcast at the U.S. Supreme Court this fall in his long-running racial discrimination lawsuit against the media giant, Byron Allen today tore into the Brian Roberts run behemoth and 11th hour intervention by the Department of Justice. This is historic, the entertainment studio boss said on the August 15th brief filed by the Fed seeking to tighten the definitions of a Reconstruction era status in Comcast's favor. Donald Trump's DOJ and Comcast are working together to destroy civil rights stature in the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, we've already been talking about this. You know, this is gonna give us access to America. This is what it's for. And again, I go back to me being a veteran, and we out here serving to protect this country. But the police here are the sixth leading cause of death in young black men. What are we defending? Are we defending the police, who are now the sixth leading cause of death for young black men in America? Are we going to go defend a country who's working with Comcast, Donald Trump, and the DOJ to take our rights away? to take Adolph's rights away. Y'all see what I'm getting at here? You know, I don't agree with any of this. So we good enough to go to the military and have pretty much no other options but to do that. Go die for this country, go serve this country, go get our heads blown off for this country, our legs, limbs, lose all of that, lose our mind, come back, and we gotta come back to this. You know, I was sitting up thinking the other day about you know, young Adolph, and what if they just came back from going on deployment, they got out the military, and they came back. They came back to this. This the country that they serve. They come back to all of this stuff that I just told you. You know how depressing that is? And for me to be a veteran and just watch all of this stuff happening, I'm honestly just thinking to myself, what are we going to all of these other countries for to harm them or do stuff to them when we're getting killed in abundance here? We getting gunned down by the police here. Police brutality every day. Genocide on us every single day. Our rights are taken away. And again, there's more black men in jail than women. I mean, in America, than women in jail globally. What are we really serving to protect? What are we doing? Are we going to go protect a system that continues to oppress us? I'm not saying don't go serve in the military. I'm saying like I've been saying it. I can't say it enough. We need to square away stuff here at home in America before we go think about going to go serve and protect this country. Because while we out going to go serve and protect America, America's doing a terrible, terrible job at serving and protecting us on the home front. There's more of us dying right here at home than there are in the wars that we going to go fight right in Chicago. Right in these areas that are historically redlined. And y'all know, if y'all didn't know, I call redlined communities, I call them the black Adolph's concentration camps. It was man-made, and they systematically like that to this very day. You know, to us, the hood where we grow up or where we grew up, those are our lives. You know, read the color of law if you haven't yet. But those hoods was made like that. That's not a coincidence, and they've been maintained all of this time. You know, to us, those are real lives. But I feel like America is like using those areas to make basketball players, using those areas to make new prisoners, using those areas to make new NFL players, new rappers, this, that, and the third from a human socially engineered area or location. It's like a source, it's like a resource to America. Our oppression, our continued oppression is a resource of capital for America. Our real life struggle being 2.6% of the wealth, having more of us in jail than all women in America, men in America, than all women in jail in the entire world, and being the sixth leading cause of death. All of those things built America. Coming from the hood, oh, I want to be a basketball player so I can get out the hood. I'm going to play football so I can get out the hood. I am going to go to the military so I can get out the hood. You heard that story before? I'm going to play tennis so I can get out the hood. I'm going to do this, that, or the third so I can get out the hood. It's always to get out the hood. But America made the hood. You got a first world country, and we have so much wealth. One of the richest countries. But you got pockets of third world countries in America by design. It's human socially engineered oppression, as I like to call it. It gets no more truer, no more blatant than the oppression of us continues to build America. From the music, to the movies, to the sports, clothes, fashion. All of this stuff comes out of our struggle and our continued oppression. As if slavery wasn't enough. As if Jim Crow wasn't enough. As if all of these things wasn't enough. It's just continued on for the last 400 years. And I'm asking when it's going to stop. I'm asking when it's going to stop. Because the same thing in ADOS that we be reading, books about, somebody 50 years from now is going to be writing those same type of books for what we're going through right now. We going to be writing those books. But I'm asking when it's going to stop. You know, because to me, have been a veteran and who went on 6 deployments and who's really got to experience America full circle, you know, I can speak to this. And I'm asking, when is this gonna stop? You know, America is, it's like, and this is just my take, it's like America don't want to give ADRs reparations, American descendants of slavery reparations, because instead of giving us reparations and giving us true restorative justice as we need, it seems, or it is very blatant, that it's more beneficial of America to keep us oppressed and to keep human socially engineering us as new slaves for America. And it's getting to the point where That's what's going to happen. That's not what should happen, and we don't want that to happen. That's why we doing what we're doing now to prevent this from happening. But that's what's been going on, and that don't need to go on anymore, because this is genocide on us, economic genocide, socioeconomic genocide, physical genocide, mental genocide on ADOS. And it's been this way. And it's very clear to see. So I'm asking, not only what we gonna do, because as ADOS, we know what we gonna do. We gonna stay on cold. We gonna get all our people who not on cold and get them on cold. And we not having this no more. We can't afford to have this anymore. The only thing that's going to fix this is reparations and true restorative justice. Not our individual success. Not my individual success. I live good. But what about my people? I go down the street. I ain't going to say where I live. I just say that I'm in Georgia. But I go down the street and I see something like a Black Wall Street. It looks like Black Wall Street to me. And every time I'm there, you know, make my stomach churn that, you know, the military not going to come over here and blow this up like they did Black Wall Street. They not going to come over here and mess this up. Nobody going to come over here and write or do none of that. Nobody going to come do that. But our stuff got tore up. You know, we have all these lists of many things. Everybody want to just talk about slavery. It's not just slavery that happened to us. It's so many things that's has happened to us and it still continues to happen to us. You know, I'm going to close this out by saying, what's next, America? Are we just going to be human socially engineered slaves to America forever? Or is America going to correct what it's done to us so we will be able to survive and preserve ourselves in the same country that our ancestors built with their blood, sweat, tears, and continuous pain from continuous atrocities?